Lion Cool Tech 184, October 19th, 2005. Hey y'all, how is everybody? I'm Larry Skukon, your host for this edition of Lion Cool Tech. Hope you will join me on the walk to work this morning. It's a brisk fall morning in Louisville, Kentucky. And got a couple of things I want to chat with you about. Let me go ahead and get my dog harnessed up and we'll head on out. I'm out back, of course. Come on, Jakers. Hello, buddy. Jay, there you are. What's up, little dude? What's up, little guy? You ready to go?
Why?
It's
going
to
get up to 80 today.
Well, I'm going to put it in this thing tonight. Good. I welcome 80. You leaving so soon? A Saturn Ion. Sweet. Have a good one. Okay. Well, we are recording today, by the way. On the iRiver using the binaural mics. Let's see what time we got here. Yeah, I didn't have to leave early today because Shelly is off this afternoon and as most of you who listen to this show regularly know, I had been going into work at 7:30 so that I can leave at 4 o'clock because Michelle has to be at work at 5. And I have to, enjoy very much watching Marley. Her daughter. Low branches, little buddy. Let me give you some background about this podcast in case you're new to the show. As I mentioned, my name is Larry Skukon. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. And this show is about a variety of things. It has rather evolved over the past few months since its debut. I am a guide dog user, crossing the street here. He's a good little buddy. So you may occasionally hear me talking to my guide dog, Jake. We live in the Crescent Hill neighborhood of Louisville, which is probably around the 1900s era neighborhood. I actually have one of the newer houses in the neighborhood, and well, probably my whole street was added in the mid-40s. I had lived in a house earlier from 1912. So this whole neighborhood is turn of the last century era. Lots of sidewalks, little shops along the road up here, Frankfort Avenue. So this show started out as a technology show, but really it's more about life and interests, and well, there's actually probably nothing it's not about. Excuse the wind noise there. Turning on Frankfort Avenue. So you can probably hear the cars waiting at the light there. Had a request from a guy to get the sound of a train. And I believe we have a few of them. What I really want to talk to you guys today about, though, mainly is differences between the Olympus and the Eye River. I'm recording on the Eye River this morning. And there's some real disadvantages of the Eye River in terms of a recording unit. Mainly it's due to, well, a little bit more difficult to use, a little bit, the levels are a hard set. You can't set them once you've started your recording. And the way I use it, I just leave it. I believe I've got it set on 65. And I just leave it. But of course, that's not ideal. And again, there's no automatic gain control, which can be a problem. I mean, you will get clipping if a large truck or a train comes by. But yesterday, and I've noticed this over the past few weeks using the Eye River, I mean the Olympus, there is something about the recordings on the Olympus that don't seem as full as what they are on the Eye River. So, if you'll listen to one of the, let's just take an easy example, one of the walks home, recorded on the Eye River, it's the stereo separation doesn't seem as good, although I don't know how that could be. And the, I don't even know the words. I'm such a real novice at the technical aspects of audio. I'm gonna call it the dynamics, maybe. The sounds don't seem as real, as crisp on the Eye River. I mean, excuse me, on the Olympus. And Rob Meredith, the guy I work with, swears that that's due to WMA. That being the Olympus uses the WMA format. To do its recording. And it does record at 128 kbps, though it sampled at 44,100. And as we learned from the Studio Recorder Beta podcast we just did yesterday, that means that it's taking a sample sound 44,100 times every second. And that's what the Eye River is doing as well. But with the firmware update that I'm using now to make the Eye River compatible and to show up as a drive in Windows. More wind noise, sorry. It reduces kbps to 96 kilobytes per second. So, you know, you're not theoretically getting as good a quality recording on the Eye River because, well, we've chosen to distribute these files in MP3 format, and when you record in WMA, you have to decode and then re-encode into MP3. Which, of course, you don't have to do that on the Eye River, since its native format is MP3. But I've noticed lately that the sounds don't seem as full on the Olympus, especially the outdoor scenes. The sound seeing tours. And I'd like to hear maybe your opinion on that. Apparently it's not too bad because I've had several messages from people that have heard these asking how to get that recorder. But, I don't know. You know, if you compare, I'm trying to remember some shows we did with the Eye River versus the Olympus. And I really had pretty much given up on the Olympus for one of the reasons that I've stated before. I'd given up on the Eye River and had been using the Olympus because the Olympus A was so much easier to use. Having the built-in speakers in it is a definite plus. Having the ability just to hit one button and start recording. And not having to set up any menu options. Those are all pluses for the Olympus. And you know, when you're sitting in a room just recording, it really is a good quality recording. Another thing that I really appreciated about the Olympus was the automatic game control, so you never get any clipping on that device as you will with this iRiver, where we have it set on a fixed record level and you get what you get. We'll see how this turns out. And I'm going to compare this with a critical ear to maybe one of the walks home in recent weeks with using the Olympus, just to see if there really is a difference. I could be imagining it, but I just, every time I listen to one, I feel a little disappointed. I feel like something's been left out. Now, I did notice, this weekend we had the APHA annual meeting, and we got our arsenal of iRivers out, set them to the built-in mic, and using the built-in mic, there is an automatic gain control. So we turned that on, tried to clip the iRiver to the speaker, which really turns out to be a great way to do that. Unfortunately, everybody didn't exactly follow directions. Some people had to fiddle with the buttons, and some people didn't return their iRiver where it was supposed to be, so it rained all night, and little things like that. But overall, when people weren't touching the unit and hitting the microphones, they turned out to be some pretty good recordings. By the way, even though those are not available quite yet, there are some older recordings at the training and information podcast site, which is at aph.org/tech/info.htm, and the subscription address, if you want to put the feed into your podcatcher, is http://feeds.feedburner.com. I don't know if you guys could hear that. I was stepping out into the street there, and somebody turned left off Frankfort Avenue right in front of me. It was at least on the other side of the street, but man, these people are aggressive. And Louisville's not the worst city by any means. I mean, I've mentioned to you before, the seeing eye really has had to take traffic training a lot more seriously in the last 20 years since I've been using dogs. I don't know if that's really a result of the video game generation, or if there really is just that much more traffic or what. It's a good talk. Boy, yesterday, Rob and I had the fiasco of fiascos with trying to do a podcast. Trying to do that, the one about the studio recorder beta on October 18th. Let me get across the street here and I'll tell you about the multiple takes of that we did. I mean, the first time I recorded it, I was just using the Olympus, WS200S with the binaural microphones, and the left channel of the microphone was out, or was it the right channel? So I got up and went outside and tested. Everything was perfect. We did it again, same thing. So I, you know, this may not be recording on both channels either. Good boy. I'm going to have to find out what's going on with these microphones. We took them afterwards and, you know, hooked them up to the computer and tried to figure out if there was a break in them anywhere. We could not find one. But as I mentioned to you, when I first got these, I was a little disappointed with the tiny diameter of the wires. I think these were probably made more to be stealthy than they were to be rugged. So, you know, I've used them a fair bit, but I really kind of expected to have them for several years. Now, I can't trust them. And it wasn't the Olympus either, because we tried it again with the iRiver, and same thing happened. Then I took the iRiver for a little walk and it performed fine. So who knows what this one's gonna turn out like, you know. There's only one channel, obviously. I just won't post it. I mean, you know, part of the information in this podcast really is the ambience. Got a career submission from Jeff Armstrong up in Indianapolis this morning. Going to review it and hopefully post it this evening. Sounds really good, Jeff. Appreciate that. Let these buses and trucks go by. These career profiles have been tremendously popular part of Blind Cool Tech. And can't thank you enough for taking the time to sit down and gather your thoughts together and put them down onto digital for us. Good boy. Mary Emerson did a podcast for us a few days ago about a healthy breakfast drink that she made, and actually submitted another one this morning on a snow cone maker. But this breakfast drink one really brought some interesting and funny messages to the Blind Cool Tech email list. And it seems like there's a good interest in, especially, well, in general, you know, maybe a feature on recipes, and especially, or maybe in addition to, some casts about a healthy lifestyle in terms of nutrition, especially, and food preparation. So you all think about that. Mary, you'd be a excellent one to kick that off. Well, actually, I guess you already have. So I think that would be a great idea. We'd have a couple of segments that people could count on, maybe on a weekly basis. Already now I can see that we have product demos and reviews of, I don't know if you want to call them gadgets, but devices of interest and use to us. We have career profiles. And this nutrition. Is that a train whistle I hear? I know Buddy in Asheville was wanting me to catch the sound of a train. Unfortunately, you don't get any whistles in this neighborhood. There's an ordinance that a train can't blow its whistle unless it has to warn somebody. And also, they have to go pretty slow through this neighborhood. But we have gotten a few trains on some of the walks. And again, I believe both of them I got were done with the I River, so I thought, I'm in the Olympics, geez. I might have to be careful about that. So I thought the limiting would be really nice, but they didn't, again, turn out as full and as bright, as dynamic as one, as we came to expect, really, with the High River. Good boy. All right, we're about to get up to the railroad tracks now. No trains. Well, buddy, I guess we'll have to try it again. That's unusual. I almost count on my fingers the number of times that we've not seen a train in the mornings. We'll get one, though. So, in addition to the careers and the recipe/food preparation and the demos, I think we already mentioned some hobbies would be nice, some leisure activities that you had, that you do, or interests that you have that would be interesting to the rest of us. Like I mentioned, I was listening to Jeff Armstrong's, we're calling these career casts, but a lot of us are expanding beyond just the career, which is excellent. That's what we really want. But he was talking about playing in the street as a kid, and he's exactly right. I know when I was a kid living in, I especially remember in Albuquerque, we used to play baseball out in the street. I remember riding my friends and I riding my go-kart in the street when I lived down in Ville Platte, Louisiana. And always, going around shooting each other with BB guns and stuff. Playing war. Man, we don't do that anymore. Like he said, I would never dream of letting my kids play in the street, but it is a different time. Uh, It may be part of that, what we were talking about a little earlier with the, maybe there is just that much more traffic. Good doggy. I left my cell phone home yesterday. I think that might be the first time I've ever done that. Good boy. There you go, little buddy. All right, we just crossed Frankfort Avenue. We were walking along the south side of it heading west, and we just crossed to the north side, still heading west. Just crossed there because it's a convenient place with a signal. So, I was telling you about making this cast yesterday with the studio recorder. Well, I think we were on the fourth try, and we decided to do it with regular microphones in the mixer. Get all the levels set. And I go to turn down the volume on the speakers, and I had gotten in the bad habit of using the master volume on the mixer to turn down my speakers. Wow, that really ticked me off. I mean, when it's your own stupidity that causes the failure, that's when it really makes you mad. So, and you know, I just didn't even think about it. It's just the way I've been turning down the speakers. That's not the way to do it. So now I moved the volume control for the speakers where I can reach them, where I can reach it. Fortunately, Rob was wise enough to have the Eddyroll there. It was just with its built-in mics, just as a backup to recording this, because we had done it so many times already. And you know, the quality on it wasn't that great, but it was good enough. It's interesting when you do the same thing over again. All four of those discussions turned out totally differently. Each one of them went in a little bit different direction, covered a little different areas. So that was fun. We are really just now starting to see a few leaves on the sidewalks. The trees are still green. You know, this is really unusual. It may be due to the fact that the summer was so hot and dry. I don't know. I was thinking that, if I was remembering correctly, the leaves turned and fell earlier in previous years. I guess I should have been keeping a journal. Well, we've got a journal for next year, haven't we? An audio journal. Let's see, trying to think, a couple of new podcasts coming online from other blind users. There's also Shelley Briz. Is that her last name? Brisbane? Yeah. Has been influential in setting up a... sorry, Shelly, I knew your last name. I just threw a blank there for a second. No, let's go straight. There you go. Good boy. Come on. She's been actively working, along with a few other people, at setting up a disabilities section in the directory that is on the directory search. While, you know, when you're in iPotter, or if you go to, what is it, Indy? Oh man, I can't. Well, hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good.
How's that tooth?
Huh?
How's that tooth?
Oh, it's much better.
Me too. I had one right after you did.
Oh, those are the most awful
things. They are. I don't like pain.
No.
I can't take it. Have a good one. That was John's wife, John Hedges. You have met. Left. Good doggy. Hello. How are you, John? There's your door. A little nippy out there this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I smell Alice's perfume. Yeah, that's going to be nice. We're going through the basement again. Just about finished with the construction on the second floor. I say by the end of the month. Good doggy. Yeah, he's a good doggy. He's the best doggy. he's always good. Yeah, they say the end of the month.
Pretty finished now.
Yeah, I think they're finishing up some painting is what they were saying. But you got that email saying to quit cutting through there, didn't you? All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. This has been issue 183 of Blind Cool Tech. If you'd like to... leave a comment that will play on the air, you may do so by calling 206-984-9203. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our web address is blindcooltech.com. Check in our frequently asked questions, and there's probably anything you want to know about recorders and mics, at least that we're using on this show. Under contact link there on the page, there's info about our email list and these phone numbers I just gave you and so forth. Y'all have a great one, and we'll see you next time. My little buddy.